The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
What does the Bible teach about clean and unclean meats? Understanding unclean in Romans chapter 14. Does Paul's statement in Romans chapter 14, verse 14, "I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself," mean the early church made no distinction between clean and unclean meats? An understanding of Greek terminology can help us here. It is important to realize that the New Testament writers referred to two concepts of unclean, using different Greek words to convey the two ideas. Unclean could refer to animals God did not intend to be used as food, listed in Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14. Unclean could also refer to ceremonial uncleanness. In Romans chapter 14, Paul uses the word koinos, which means common. In addition to the meanings of common and ordinary, as used in English, this word is used in Acts chapter 2, verse 44, chapter 4, verse 32, and Titus chapter 1, verse 4. Among others, the word also applied to things considered polluted or defiled. This word, along with its verb form koinou, is used in Mark chapter 7, verses 2 through 23, where it obviously refers to ceremonial uncleanness in the incident when the disciples ate without having first washed their hands. Through a concordance or similar Bible help, you can verify that koinos and koinou appear throughout the New Testament to refer to this kind of ceremonial uncleanness. Something could be common, ceremonially unclean, even though it was otherwise considered a clean meat. An entirely different word, akathartos, is used in the New Testament for animals Scripture specifies as unclean. In the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament in wide use in Paul's day, akathartos is used to designate the unclean meats listed in Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14. Both words, koinos and akathartos, are used in Acts chapter 10 in describing Peter's vision of the sheet filled with all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. Verse 12, both clean and unclean. Peter himself distinguished between the two concepts of uncleanness by using both words in verse 14. After a voice told Peter to kill and eat, he replied, "I have never eaten anything common, koinos, or unclean, akathartos." Most Bible translations distinguish between the meanings of the two words used here. Peter used the same terminology in verse 28 and chapter 11, verse 8, in discussing this vision. When Paul said in Romans chapter 14, verse 14, that there is nothing unclean, koinos, or common, of itself, he was making the same point he had made earlier to the Corinthians, as explained later in this booklet. Just because meat that was otherwise lawful to eat may have been associated with idol worship does not mean it is intrinsically unfit for human consumption. As seen from the context, Paul wasn't discussing biblical dietary restrictions at all. Paul goes on to state in verse 20 that all food is clean. The word translated clean is katharos, which means, according to Vine's Complete Expository Dictionary of Old and New Testament Words, free from impure admixture, without blemish, spotless. Clean meats as such aren't addressed in the New Testament, so there isn't a specific word to describe them. Katharos is used to describe all kinds of cleanliness and purity, including clean dishes. In Matthew, chapter 23, verse 26, people, in John, chapter 13, verse 10, and clothing, in Revelation, chapter 15, verse 6, pure religion, in James chapter 1, verse 27, gold and glass, in Revelation chapter 21, verse 18. Realize also that, in both Romans chapter 14, verses 14 and 20, the word food or meat isn't in the original wording. No specific object is mentioned relative to cleanness or uncleanness. The sense of these verses is merely that nothing is unclean. Koinos, common or ceremonially defiled of itself, and all is clean. Katharos, free from impure admixture, without blemish, spotless. Paul's point is that the possible association of a particular food with idolatrous activity had no bearing on whether the food was suitable for eating.
Thanks for listening to Understanding Unclean in Romans chapter 14. In the booklet, what does the Bible teach about clean and unclean meats? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.